Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, on Friday. Can you believe it? It's Friday. And I am so psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced about being, you know, on the air sharing with you, but more so excited about this series. You have everything you need within. I want to say thank you, those that have responded by text or by email, to share that this is a blessing to them. Now listen, folks, if these things are a blessing to you, I need you to do two things. Number one, I need you to share it. I need you to forward it. I need you to share it with others. I need the program to grow because I want to touch people with these messages. And number two, what I need from you is I need you to also to become a faith partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries. And you can go to krlm.org, which is my website, and go and click the link at the bottom of the page that says, yes, I want to be a partner. Plant a $58 seed or more and walk with me on this journey of really changing the world and impacting the lives of God's people. All right, let's get into today's lesson, because I'm still dealing with this notion of faith. You have everything within you, and today I'm talking about faith. Now, we've already covered what faith is. Faith is, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the other podcasts, but faith is simply trusting God and taking God at his word. And we know the scriptures are his word. The promises of God are his word. And taking him at his word, he also speaks to our hearts. And a lot of times people will ask me, Keith, you know, how do I know God's voice than my voice? And it's interesting because everyone in the Bible that said they heard the voice of God, they knew it clearly because the voice of God is clear and distinct. And you will know it beyond any other voice. So you don't have to worry about, well, is this God's voice or my voice? Or is this God's voice or the voice of something else? Because I believe God is all there is, and that there is no situation and circumstance or spot where God is not. So God speaks, God communicates. But I want to deal with this notion that we also know that in Romans 12:3 that he has given to us the measure of faith. Remember that, Romans 12:3, that he's given to each one of us the measure of faith. Now, it's within us, and I'm going to ask you to go on a journey with me to expand this idea, because a lot of times people say, I don't have faith, or, you know, your faith isn't developed. But I'm going to share something that you are the epitome of faith, and I want you to hear that. You are the epitome of faith. You are faith. Okay, here we go. So if he has given to us the measure of faith, then we have the faith of God that's operating in us, through us, and guess what? Even as us, because God uses you. God has no hands. He has no feet. He has no voice. God uses individuals. God uses people to do his work and to do his will. And so if he has given us faith, his faith operating in us and through us, even as us, then we are faith. Let me take it another step further. We know that in Genesis 1, he says in Genesis 1, 26, 27, he says that we have been made and created in the likeness and the image of God. We have been created and made in the likeness and in the image of God. We know in Genesis 2 that he breathed into us the Holy Spirit. The breath of life, and we became living spirits, and we became living souls. We know that according to John 3, that we are born again and born anew. And when we are born anew, we take upon the nature of God. We take upon the nature of Christ. Matter of fact, John tells us that in John. In 1 John chapter 2, he tells us that we have been anointed with the anointing of the Holy One. So we have his anointing, the anointing of the Christ. And what I'm sharing is that all that God And I believe that God is faith, that God has given us his faith. All that he has given to us and all that he is within us. And so we epitomize those things. Embrace the idea today that if you were faith. See, this is what I call the destiny distinctions. This is what I call our own uniqueness and the revelation that God has shared with me and the teachings that I share that are uniquely different. Because as opposed to saying, oh, God, I need faith, or God, encourage my faith, or build my faith. No, I say you are faith. I say you are faith because greater is he who dwells inside of you than he that is in the world. I say that you are faith because the scriptures tell us that you'll do these things that I've been doing and even greater things, Jesus says, because I go unto the Father. And you can't do that unless you, like Jesus, walk in faith and embrace the identity of faith. What if your nature was faith and is faith? How would you walk? How would you talk? How would you respond to adversity and conflict? If I had faith, would I be afraid of expanding myself and venturing off and doing other things? If I was faith, there would be no limitations on my life because I would have complete trust in God. I mean, can you imagine that? I am faith. I'm just simply trust in God. That's my nature. That is who I am. I trust God. I take God at his word. That is who I am. That is my nature. That is the essence of my being. Wow. See, folks, we've got to get out of this idea that these faculties that I'm sharing, faith, and I'm going to be looking at love and strength and all these other things, are something that's outside of ourselves, and that even God is outside of ourselves. God is not outside you. He's not up there somewhere. He dwells within you. Greater is he who dwells within you. The Holy Spirit lives, moves, and has its being within you. And so when I embrace the God in me, I embrace the faith in me as me. And that's what I call, again, another destiny distinction. And this is what our identity is. And I want to challenge you today to operate in that identity. I want to challenge you today to be bold, to be audacious, to do something that you were afraid to do or something you felt limited and that you could not do, but to walk in the faith of God that you are, trusting God, taking him at his word. Because it's amazing, folks, you know, as far as faith is concerned. And I, you know, oftentimes we'll share, you know, nothing is impossible to us for those who believe, right? But I want to go to Mark 11 because, you know, there's nothing that can stop us. And I use Mark 11 often because I just love this as it relates to faith, Mark 11. And I want us to go there and look in verse 23. In verse 23. And I use this often because, you know, this is the epitome of faith. And look at what Jesus answered in verse 22. He says, Jesus answered, answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. And I talked about it's not just about having faith in God, but it's having the faith of God. When he says, have faith in God, yes, but I want you to have faith in God, that God that is within you, and have the faith in the faith that God has given to you. And so you operate in the faith of God that he has given you, and you operate in faith as you. Do I need to say that again? We need to embrace, yes, having faith in God, the faith that God has given to us, that is within us, that we are identified with, and then as we walk in that, we are that. I said that a little bit clearer. So now, he says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, now see, power that you have, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things that he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So when I'm operating as faith, when I'm operating in the nature, my nature as faith, I can be able to say unto a mountain. I can be able to speak unto those things that are perceived obstacles. And I can say, my words have power. Be thou removed, and it shall be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, because faith has no doubt. Now, let me share this with you, and I always tell people this, and this is a Keith Lee-ism, a Keith Russell Lee-ism. One doubt will take you out and can take you out. One doubt will and can take you out. So you've got faith doesn't have doubt in it. When I'm operating in faith, when I'm operating in my nature as faith, I don't doubt. I just trust God. I speak to the mountain, be thou removed. I speak unto the disease, be thou removed. I speak unto my finances, be thou plentiful. I speak to whatever obstacle it may be to be removed, and I don't doubt, because faith does not include doubt. One doubt can take you out and will take you out. He says, but shall believe that those things that he saith, again, my words are powerful, that those things shall come to pass. Now he says, so therefore, I say to you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. See, that's what faith does. There's nothing in your life that you cannot have without faith. And it's amazing, because a few years ago, in the West Indian context or the Jamaican context of a few years is maybe about 20, 30 years ago, that I'm sharing that when people were, there was a faith movement, and there were great faith teachers that were coming around teaching 30 years ago or so, and people were saying, oh, all of that faith stuff is not important. It's like, faith is the answer to everything that you need. When you begin to understand faith, and if you understand the distinctions that I'm talking about as far as faith, there is nothing that you can't do. A lot of things that people deal with, again, we go back over, you know, sickness, disease, we go over all these things, finances, the community, all the things that people lament and complain about, those things can be overcome by faith. Those things can be overcome by faith. There's nothing that you cannot have with when you operate as faith. Think about it. Love, good health and well-being, happiness, success, prosperity, abundance, and money. There's nothing that you cannot have if you operate within faith. So faith is the key. But again, I go back and I'm wrapping this up now. Faith, you operating as faith, you operating as faith, you operating as faith, which is your nature, and building yourself up in who you are, okay? Well, listen, I'm going to stop here. This is Friday, so have a tremendous Friday, but I do want to be able to share as well, my friend. Again, go to krlm.org. Please become a partner with us in our ministry. And help us carry this message, this transforming message, life message, to make a difference in the lives of God's people. Go to krlm.org, plant that seed. And I'm going to be doing some installments this weekend online, and probably we'll be emailing those out. And also you can go online and you can subscribe if you're not on our email list as well at krlm.org. Well, until Monday, live with faith and power. Key to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.